Mark Knopfler and Emmylou Harris are here to play live for us today. Their new duo album took 7 years to complete off and on. And I asked Emmylou about how it all started with the two of them.
Mark asked me to sing on a couple of tracks probably about 7 years ago. Those two tracks, which were Donkey Town and Red Stagger Wing, ended up morphing into what is now All the Road Running. But, you know, it was just an idea that we worked on it when we could. We probably spent no more than 2 weeks in the studio recording tracks and doing vocals. So it sounds a whole lot more arduous and time-consuming than it actually was. And once the album was finished, it was finished a couple of years ago, but we both had solo records that had to come out, and then our record companies wanted retrospectives to come out. So that added some time onto it. But, you know, we knew it was going to come out one day, and here it is. It's out now.
Yeah, it's great to have it. Now, Mark, what was the glimmer for you that this was actually going to be an album? I know those first two tracks were possibly going to be on Sailing to Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's right. But as soon as I heard Emmy sing, I mean, you know, when Emmy sings a song, it stays sung.
And, thank you, Mark.
And it makes its own, very much its own shape. And I felt that it had such a strong... I mean, the thing I'd been doing of Sailing to Philadelphia was kind of was a more of a masculine shape. It had you know, it had Mason and Dixon on it, and if you like, you know, it had a duet with James Taylor on that, and another one with Van Morrison. So it couldn't have been more masculine, really, in a way, in that sense. As soon as I heard Emmy on these songs. One of them was like what Emmy calls a Johnny and June song called Red Stagger Wing, and I call those courting songs. It just was such a strong flavor, you know, I just felt it deserved a home of its own, and I think it was the right idea.
Well, tell you what, why don't we start with a performance of Red Stagger Wing, which I was gonna call it a Johnny and June song. So, Emmy, I'm glad you do too. It's kind of a tongue in cheek kind of each partner
poking
the other.
Well, it's flirtatious, but yeah. I do love Mark's moniker of courting song. I think there's something very sweet about that, and very right on.
Well, let's listen to a performance of Red Stagger Wing from our guests Mark Knopfler and Emmylou Harris.
One, two, one, two, three. Well, if I was a stagger wing, plain stagger wing painted red, I'd fly over to your house, baby, buzz you in your bed.
If I was a table wing painted blue, I'd be barrel rolling over. Any rider, anyhow,
let me be a rider now. If I was a Maserati, Red 300S, I'd drive over to your house, baby, give you a driving test.
If I was a Mustang, baby, Mustang racer, white with a stripe of blue, you'd ride me, baby, whenever you want.
Play me, darling, until your fingers bleed.
Yeah, if I was one of them Gibsons, like a 58 or 9, you could plug me in and play me anytime. Got any rider anyhow, let me be your rider
cycle, Vincent Red Rapine, ride around to your house, baby, get you up to speed.
If I was a short track, drag racer, I'd be an Indian. You could ride me around again. You're gonna need a rider.
Red Staggerwing, and a couple of great instruments in there, the Fender, the Gibson. Did you pick your own guitars on that, Mark, or did one person write those?
Well, I mean, it's just some of my favorite bits of kit, you know, since I was a small boy. And it's childish in that sense. There's a big bit of me that's never grown up, I'm afraid. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, it makes sense. You know, one of the first songs we had from this was All the Road Running, which was on, Mark, your best of. That came out before the holidays. And that kind of gave the feeling, and I've read about this, that there is a vibe of being a song about what it's like to be on the road, which isn't entirely a universal experience, but the idea of being a working man, I guess, is. Did that emerge as a theme, or is that just because of that song?
Well, there was that song, but I think there was another one, too, wasn't there, Emmy? There was Rolling On as well. I mean,
no, Beyond My Wildest Dreams,
yeah,
too.
Just
kind of being away and wanting to come home. And
yeah,
that separation from family. And, you know, Mark and I, we've been working musicians all our lives. And so it is a common experience that we share. But I think that the songs that Mark has written are transcendent, you know, that people can relate to it because it does deal with that longing for being someplace other than where you are. We've all experienced that.
Absolutely, and this is All the Road Running. We'll get a live performance of that from our guests, Mark Knopfler and Emmy Lou Harris.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2. A million miles our vagabond wheels clocked up beneath the clouds. They're counting down to showtime when we do it for real with the crowds. Air miles are owing, but they don't come for free, and they don't give you any pain. And if it's all for nothing, all the road to running has been in vain.
Shots come down like cannon fire and thunder off the wall. There's a man in every corner, and each one is given his all. This is my pipe, this is my drum, so you never will hear me complain. And if it's all for nothing, all the road running's been in vain. All the road running, all the road running.
Well, now if you're inclined to go up on a wall, it can only be fast and high. Those who don't like the danger soon find something different to try. And when there is only a ring in your ears and an echo down memory lane, then if it's all for nothing, all the road of running been in.
packing up, sit and watch the carnival leaving town. And there's no pretending I'm not a fool for riding around and around. Like the pictures you keep of that old
vagabond sky, clocked up above the clouds. But I'm still your man for the Roman, for as long as there's a Roman allowed.
One of my faves, and the title track of Mark and Emmy's new album. We're talking with Mark Knopfler and Emmy Lou Harris today on the Cafe. I want to talk a little bit about singing together, because someone was on the show recently who was doing a duet, and she was worried about singing with her partner, and she asked him, what should I do? And he sort of had the sage advice of the time, which is, well, I'm going to sing more like you, and you're going to sing more like me, and it'll work out. I mean, would you ever think, the two of you, think of something like that? I would think that would distract you while you were singing.
Well, I mean, it might work for them, you know, to each his own.
Right.
I always just follow the lead singer, but being an unschooled musician and harmony singer, I always just think of the duet part as just another harmony.
Mm.
But basically, I want to have that person, you know, leading. And I just kind of jump in and glide on top. And I think there's a subliminal thing that probably happens where you're blending. You're thinking about phrasing, and maybe something happens with the tone in your voice. But it's really not anything I can advise anybody on. I think you can sing a harmony with just about anybody. Fortunately, with Mark, it was so easy. Our voices blended so naturally, and the keys we naturally tended to sing in were just in such a comfortable place for my voice, and the songs were so great. So it was just like being in duet singing vacation, you know, heaven for me.
You know, it's funny. A lot of the material I read about this talk about the gruff-voiced Mark Knopfler. But correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, you sing above Emmy on a couple of these, right?
Well, yeah. since I gave up cigarettes, that was a long time ago, you know, when I gave up. It must be about 10 years ago now. Things have been improving somewhat. There's been some small improvement. I suppose I'd be, anybody would be nervous singing with Emmy Lou. But the thing about when Emmy sings, it's honest. And when I sing, I just try to be true to the song. And that's what Emmy tries to do, too. The song is really the boss. And you just try and do the best thing by it. And as long as you're honest about what you're doing, you know, I think I was very fortunate in the sense that you know, my voice and Emmy's creates what she calls a third voice, which is right. I mean, so something else happens. And sometimes Emmy's got the lead and sometimes it's the other way. And nobody really knows what's going to happen next. And that's part of the interest of the record. It's like we don't have a house harmony.
Yeah, it's nothing stock. The voicings can change and the voices still sound good together. So, I mean, that's always a plus.
But the house special is still the best. I think it's when you, you know, Emmy, you
the
know
blue
what?
Plate special. Like,
yeah, you know, when you've got the lead, I like that the best.
Now, what about the writing for this? Did you think in terms of writing a duet on everything, or were some of these songs, for instance, Emmy, you wrote The Bell Star, which I can see working out as being written as a duet.
Well, that was written just as a song. I mean, I just fell out one day and never really thought about it as a duet or what I was going to do with it. But Mark was generous enough and I insisted that I bring some songs to the project if I had anything that I thought would work, and I had that song and Love and Happiness, and the song was so much better having it be a courting song, becoming a courting song, as Mark calls it, but a conversation between a man and a woman, and it becomes two characters who have been around the block a little bit and are saying, well, you know, let's take a chance.
Not like me at all.
Not like you at all, I know. All the rumors are just all wrong. We've got a few years on us, you know, and a little experience, and so the song, I think, has a nice gentle courting kind of quality to it, realistic for who we are at this point in our lives. And Mark added that wonderful sort of whoa thing that happens.
I'll do that.
That I just love. You know, that's my favorite
wonderful.
Part of the song.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah. It was just like you're going on a roller coaster and you just...
Yeah, that's the brainy bit. Whoa.
He's such a great lyricist. There's that whoa that wasn't there before.
Well, let's play a bit of Bell Star from the album, from All the Road Running. Mark Knopfler and Emmy Lou Harris.
My mama and my daddy told me love is a two-way street. But lately, baby, you've been finding new ways of dragging your feet. So come on, make your best shot. You don't have to take the blame. I'll be a Bell Star, you can be my Jesse James.
There's lonely people everywhere, from Abilene to Arkansas. The way they run for cover, you'd think love was against the law. Well, I don't need a pistol, baby, you don't have to rob a train. You can be my Bell Star and I can be your Jesse James.
Complete with the Mark Knopfler signature whoa, and that is Bell Star from All the Road Running.
Downhill. How do you spell that? How do you spell that? I
don't know. WOH, I think.
All
dot,
right.
Dot dot dot. and then it just goes downhill.
Now, there's a song on here that is just absolutely gorgeous to finish this things up, called If This Is Goodbye. And it's funny, people talk about Beachcombing, the song that begins the disc, and there's kind of images of things washing up on the beach, and we can think of some recent things that have gone on, the tsunami and even the floods down in New Orleans that might have inspired that. But I understand that was written before all those things. But
a long time before, yeah. It must have been written about probably 6-7 years ago.
Mm. But If This Is Goodbye, what's the vintage of that, and what's that from?
It took me a long time to write anything about 9/11, just because it made such a powerful impression on me and everybody else, because we're all alike, really. But it took me a long time to find the words, I suppose. I read a piece in the newspaper a few days after, which was pointing up the just underlines that, you know, the mobile telephone calls are. Which I thought long and hard about, because I mean they were very, very much a part of that dreadful event. I just let it simmer for a long time before I tried to write anything. I think that was important. The simple message, I love you, seen as the only response, the best response, as seen as almost a triumph against, you know, such a barbarous and backward act. It is that, but I did want it to work just as a love song, as a song of love.
Well, it when I first heard it, when Mark played it for me and the band, you know, you just absorb it on one level, and it is a beautiful song, beautiful melody, and certain words come at you. And I was thinking what a beautiful song it was, and then he explained what he's just said right now about thinking about the phone calls that people made as their last act. And it really is such a powerful statement that I believe that he's made, and this song. I think it does so much honor to the people who lost their lives and to the people who were left behind. And then it spreads to all of us because, in a sense, we were all involved in this. And so the song becomes like this powerful testament to the power of love and to the better angels of our nature, rather than using the event and the aftermath of the event to cause more destruction and fear and negative things. This song talks about rising above all that, the way those people did in that terrible moment.
This is If This Is Goodbye.
My famous last words,
shining sun will light up the way for me. You were the one, made me feel I could fly, and I love you. This is goodbye. This is goodbye. Who knows how long we've got, or what we're made out of. Who knows if there's a plan or not. There is a
if this is
If This Is Goodbye, a performance from our guests, Mark Knopfler and Emmylou Harris today, another one of the ones you'll find on all the road running, the new album. Thank you, Mark and Emmy, for talking with us today.
Thanks for having us.